Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to You Create Change Radio on this happy Monday. How everybody doing out there? Thank you for calling in and listening today. Today's going to be really good, man. We got our fifth episode today, and we're going to be going over goal setting. So today you're in the mix, you're in the cut with Keith Leonard. I'm your host, and then co-host Bree Lee. How you doing today, Bree?
I'm doing very well, very well. It's a nice day to have a radio show, I think.
Yeah, it couldn't really be better. And so, you know, this is episode 5, everybody. And like I said, today we're going to be talking about goal setting. So get out your pens and pads or whatever you need to, you know, set your mind right. Maybe you can actually play some meditation music in the background for yourself, or maybe you can play some type of, you know, classical Baroque. That's what I always recommend to get you in the kind of mindset that you want to be in to receive these messages properly. And as we get started today, let's take a little review of last week. Bree, can you help us out with that?
Sure. Last week we were talking about
Determined win.
Absolutely. So
we talk about determined win. I think her mic went out maybe. As we talk about determined win, we're talking a little bit about how important it is to recognize that if you don't have a certain date or time in which you plan on completing a goal, it loses power. You know, that's the way you monitor your own progress, by saying when. Like, we use the example of weight loss. You know, you want to say, I want to lose 30 pounds in 3 months, or I want to lose this much weight by the end of this. You know, I want to have that new job by this. I want to save this much money. I want to pay off this bill by a certain day. I'm sure we've all been through that. Even when you get bills or when you get assignments, you know, syllabus, time creating a syllabus for yourself to know when you should be done with certain goals, when you should be done with hitting, you know, certain aspects of your progress and monitoring your own progress, you know, ultimately. So that's kind of just a quick overview of last week. If you need more on that, feel free to please go back on youcreatechange.us and you can listen to all our former cast that we've already hosted and we've already done. I think Bree's mic is working. I'm seeing it right now. Is it working? Is it up?
Yeah.
Is it working? All right, we go.
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But, yeah, so thank you for that review. So today we're talking about goal setting. And, you know, the things that I've understood about goal setting is that the difference between goal setting and dreams should be the goals are the steps and the dreams are the final product. Can you go ahead and just dig into that a little bit?
Well, it's just, I think a lot of people, you know, for me at least, it definitely made a big difference. You know, we talk about everybody has dreams, everybody has goals, but we say these two different words and we kind of make them the same. You know, you have dream boards, you don't really have goal boards, you know, and that's and that's a big difference, you know, and that's why I really believe that the goals are the steps, because it's like a basketball game or a soccer game. The dream is to win the game, you know what I mean? But every time you score, it's called a goal. You know, it's progress, it's progressing towards the finish line, towards the end, towards the end. So goals should be steps, dreams should be the final product. That's, your dream is the final product. The goal is the steps that it's going to take you to get there. Okay, so, you know, key notes for today, simple. Set small goals, achieve them, and then your belief level will, for your chief goal, for your dream, will increase. And we talked about, you know, believing in yourself and how if you, you know, in former episodes before, we talked about how if you believe in yourself or if you set certain goals that you believe in, as you accomplish them, your belief level will go up, so on and so forth. So, you know, I always say set your first goal as something that you can absolutely accomplish.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people set these unachievable goals and then they don't feel any progression.
Yeah.
You know, if your goal is to lose 30 pounds, you know what I mean? Set that goal to lose 5 pounds first. When you lose those 5 pounds, you say, okay, now I'm in progress. Now I feel good.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, we also kind of talked about last week about, we touched on goal setting, and we also understood that when you set a goal, it's something just to work towards, right?
Right.
That's something that it doesn't necessarily, you said progression, so it doesn't necessarily have to be the end-all, be-all. That's just, you're progressing. You're getting better. every single time.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's the most important thing to focus on, I think, here is focusing on progress. And I say it all the time that what makes Bill Gates keep working, what makes, you know, Donald Trump keep working, what makes all these quote-unquote successful people keep working? And they've already reached success. What else is there to do? Yeah. Well, success is not created by what you have. It's created by what you produce.
Yeah.
You know, what makes a successful tree? Mm-hmm. You know, when it grows and it has enough apples, after you pick all the apples, it's not successful anymore. No, the tree continues to create. It continues to produce. It continues to progress into the world, you know, and create more and manifest more.
Become better. Yeah, because success isn't a destination, as we all know.
No, it's not at all. It's not at all. It's something that you have within. And the only thing that makes a person feel successful is progress.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes the great athletes of the world keep playing for another ring. Was it between 5 and 6 rings? Not no big deal, but why do people keep it? It makes them better. It's progress. It's now I have more. I've moved forward.
I've gotten better.
I've moved past where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And that's what ultimately we all are headed. You know, and I always say, you know, just create a habit of accomplishing small goals. Subconsciously, you'll move towards your ultimate goal. If your goal is to walk, you know, or if your dream is to be at the top of the staircase, your goal should be the step right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you accomplish that goal, it's a small goal, but you understand that you're moving towards the ultimate dream.
Right.
By accomplishing these small goals. So only focus on the goal right in front of you. I think a lot of people get, I know for me, in my personal experience, there's things I wanted to do. I started thinking about the end result. And I got so, you know, turned off by all the things I would have to do that I never got started.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
So common. Oh, my gosh.
Never got started.
You never get started. And so then you talk yourself out of it before.
Yeah.
You're going to take the first step.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you're listening to this right now, you're out there and you're thinking there's something big you want to do. And I believe that everybody has something big that they want to do, some type of greatness that they're destined for. They just feel maybe it's too big for them. You know, start where you are. You know, set that small little goal. I know for me, when I started my coaching business, it started something as simple as, you know, pick a name for your business, you know, for what it is you want to do. You know, set business cards up. Just start creating a little bit more, you know. Start figuring out how much it's going to cost. Start setting up a website. Start talking to people. You know, just start in the small areas and you'll, you know, feel more confident about actually achieving, you know, the goals and ultimately moving to your dream. So,
It's so amazing, too, just to kind of go back off that staircase idea, because the next step you take, it's like so many other things are revealed. You know, it just seems like so much is going to show itself to you when you take that next step, because now where you were before, you couldn't see that the other step, the third step, right?
Absolutely.
Before you took the first step. So I think that's important as well.
All right. And then as we kind of, you know, mosey along with the show, I definitely want to give people some tips on how to set goals because, you know, I always think about people always tell people what. People always tell me what I need to do, but they don't really show me how to do it. So I don't want to be the person that says, hey, set goals and don't kind of express to you what my method is on how. So we're going to go through a couple steps that I kind of have written for myself that I like to follow. And like I said earlier, the first step is to set goals that are easy to believe, you know. You want to create goals that you have a high belief level of completing. You want to be honest with your goals and with yourself. A lot of people are not honest with themselves. You know, just be honest, you know, and set goals that are close to what you've already accomplished. So what that means is, you know, I have to use weight loss as one of the, you know, number one goals for majority of Americans, at least, is to, you know, weight maintenance or, you know, weight loss or fitness and if you had a goal on, you know, if last week it was 5 pounds, you lost the 5 pounds, the next goal it shouldn't be, I'm going to lose 40 pounds now. It should be close to what the last goal was. I'm heading 7 pounds, so on and so forth. Just create small sections of progress. And set those short-term goals. Set those 7-day goals and those 30-day goals. You know, you don't want to make a goal that's a year. You know what I mean? I say you can't have that, but
So much happens
that you're just not ready for. You know, and I think setting those short-term goals allow you to, once again, monitor your progress and get those endorphins released in your brain. It's like writing a paper. For every page you write, you feel better about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You already started. It's good. So Step two, now that you have the ability, it's important to write them down. We talked a little about this last week. Write them down. Nothing is more powerful than the visual. It makes the goal easier to complete, and it's like watching a movie versus reading a book. It's much easier, to write them down. Now you get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to physically see it.
And it makes it that more real. The fact that you can see it, now you can start to visualize it, and it just opens up a whole new world.
A whole new world for anybody, But try it and really see if it works for you. But I'm pretty sure from my experience and from reading the books and listening to the audios and talking to a myriad of successful people, writing goals down has a major effect. So step three is, this is important, man. Pace yourself and pace yourself. I don't think people pace themselves a lot. They may, do too much. I believe in I think I said it before, only working whatever it is you want to work on, set time aside a day to work on that. Don't work on it all day.
Yeah.
Work on it for hours.
You know what? That's I know for my personal self, I'm still working on that.
Yeah.
That's something that I'm still working on as far as pacing myself, because when I get an idea, I want to work on it all day, and then I burn myself out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the problem.
I mean, you got to think about anything. It's called fatigue.
Mm.
And people have mental fatigue.
Mm.
So if you don't pace, it's like running. If you run at full speed, you're going to tire out a lot faster, and it's going to make you want to quit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't finish this mile. I can't finish these 2 miles. It's because you've been running full speed for the last couple hundred meters.
Yeah.
But if you pace yourself, you actually get through the mile. You complete the goal. So, pacing yourself is so important. So I say, like I said before, only focus on the goal that's right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
A staircase is built to take one step at a time. I'm going to say it again. A staircase is built to take one step at a time. And if you miss a step, you might slip and fall.
Sheesh. And that's the biggest fear right there, is falling.
Yeah. And that's because people try to go too fast up the staircase, or they try to skip steps, cut corners, instead of just taking, the proper time to just climb this first step, and pacing yourself. I mean, pacing yourself is so important in life.
Man.
Nipsey Hussle is one of my favorite artists, because he talks about life being, life being a marathon, not no sprint.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marathon. Mm-hmm. Pace yourself and understand that you're going to finish. No matter how long it takes you, you're going to get there. And I think a lot of people want it, they don't write down dates. So because they don't write down those dates and don't set those goals, they don't know when the marathon is over. They don't see how, when you run a marathon, you know how long the marathon is. So your goal is the same thing. It's a marathon. Your dream is the same thing. It's a marathon to get there. But, knowing how far you are away, monitoring your progress, if you're running in a marathon, I got so many more miles to run before you're done. So that's very important, and just try not to move until the goal is complete. It's like a book. You got to read each page before moving to the next one.
Wow.
and that doesn't happen. A lot of people put this one goal, try to move on to the next one because they're getting tired or bored. Once again, they're not pacing themselves.
Yeah.
But you can't run a second mile without running the first one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's very important to read each page of the book, is what I'm trying to say. Take each step in full completion and allow that to manifest itself and show you the route towards the next step, and see how you feel. See if you spent too much time on that last one. See if you should spend so much time on the next step, on the next goal, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And, take your time. Don't rush it. Don't rush to complete anything. When you rush, everyone knows a rush job, I call it a hush job, everyone's quiet about it.
Yeah.
When you rush things,
you don't feel good about it either.
You never feel
good.
Man,
I'm telling you right now, when I try and rush and do something, it's like, ooh, I got it done, yeah. But in the back of my head, I'm just thinking like, man, I should have really worked on that. I should have really put some time into that.
Right. And you're always you always feel better about it once it's done. And when you put more time into things, you're proud of your work.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when you rush, you're proud of it. And you want to be proud of what you allow to represent you.
Yeah.
What you do represents you.
And everything you do represents you.
And I call it as such. It's like walking up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you walking up the stairs is a lot safer than running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're taking those steps, walk those steps. You don't run those. Pace yourself. Once again,
yeah,
it goes all back to pacing.
Everything about these stairs, man. I'm telling you, every time I go to the stairs, I'm gonna be thinking about this. Like, no. Like,
yeah, you know, it all comes full circle, and you know, we have an interview coming up. I'm really excited about, but I just want to give you these last kind of shares. I'm gonna call them shares with you, and I call them the most common unbelievable mistakes when setting goals. And I say unbelievable because it's an oxymoron, not an oxymoron, but it's double entendre. That's an opposite of oxymoron. Double entendre. So what people do to make these unbelievable mistakes is, you know, they create a goal that sounds good and doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds good to have this goal, but it doesn't really feel good. You know, and I've heard many times, you know, life is about how you feel. You know, that's where the universe speaks to you, is an emotion and an energy and feeling. So what sounds good doesn't always feel good, and you know the difference. And, you know, comparing and basing goals off other people's, you know, trying to impress people, that's a very, very common mistake. They set their goals based on other people. And then a big one is setting way too many goals. Some people set way too many goals that don't line up or assist one another, you know. So, you know, they don't help each other. They're just totally on opposite fields. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if there's something you want to do in the world, maybe you want to be a philanthropist, there's a certain amount of money that you have in order to be a philanthropist. You know, so if the amount of money you desire to create for yourself does not match up with what you want to do, you know, it's going to be tough for you. So just make sure that all your goals are aligned with each other and assist one another. And setting goals you think you can achieve, not believe you can achieve, of course, talk about belief level. And the most common unbelievable goal, I'm going to end with this, is people don't set goals at all. It's like traveling to a new place without a GPS or direction. They don't know where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
They're just operating.
It's just out here.
And, you know, as we end with the end of the statement today, and as we move on to our wonderful interview, which I'm going to let Bree introduce to us really soon, I'll say it matters most not what goal you set, but how much you believe in it. Okay, so that is our main information for the day. As we move forward, I'm excited. We have an incredible, incredible person coming on here today to share her insight on goal setting and how it's helped her achieve her success. Bree, can you please bring us in and introduce our interviewee of the day?
Oh, yeah. This is like my favorite part of the show. Miss Chris Ricker, this woman, I met her about a year ago, and she just really just blessed me. She's just a sweet, sweet person, and just to see her drive and how she just never gives up and how she wants to create so much for people around her, including her son, I was just really impressed. And recently she shared with me, as you guys probably already know, on the blog, how she creates accessories. And those accessories basically are just a way for you to put on what you want to create. And I think that's a wonderful idea. So without further ado, Ms. Chris Rickard, are you on the air? Hi, Bree. Yes, I'm here. Awesome. Hello, hello. Good to have you.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Yes, yes, Chris. How are you? It's beautiful to hear from you.
Really, really well. And I love what you guys are doing. Your You Create Change blog is just a beautiful thing. So I'm looking forward to this interview.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Chris, I've spoken to you, obviously, about, you know, my life and my life's work, and you've been a major help to me. So it's really an honor to have you on the show today, being able to express and share some of your expertise with our listeners. And I definitely want to start by understanding how important was it for you to, you know, start setting goals for yourself and writing those down. How did that affect your business, your life, and where you are today?
It's very important, and I think one of the most important things about it is the vision that you have to have when you're setting a goal. So usually a goal comes out of an idea or a vision. Something is, you have a picture of something. And from that, you create a goal so that you can find your way to get there.
I would have to agree with that. You know, it's almost like a roadmap. Like you said, finding your way to get there is like, like a GPS.
And sometimes it just sort of wells up inside of you. It comes from inside of what you desire and what you love, and so you think about it and you focus on it and you get pictures of what you think that'll look like in your mind, in your imagination, and from that you create a goal, something specific.
Right. And what would you say the first, of course I gave steps earlier on what it is to setting goals. I said, set goals that are easy to believe, then you need to write it down, then you need to pace yourself and stay focused. What would you say is the first step to somebody listening, like, okay, I know I need to set goals, but how do I set goals?
Okay, I think the first thing that someone can do is to ask themselves, what would I love? What would I love my life to look like? What would I love to be doing in my life? Because it has to be something that you love. And you have to enjoy what you're doing. You have to enjoy the journey of getting from where you are at square one and the whole journey that it takes every day getting to what it is that you desire. So that's the first thing, just making sure that whatever it is that you're creating as your goal is something that you love. And then from there, you get specific about what does it look like? What does it feel like? And so you can start with questions like that. And who do you want to do it with?
Well,
and so you ask yourself those questions and write it down. And then give yourself a day or two to think about that and to go back to it and then see if anything's changed. And keep processing through it like that. And then even ask, what color does it have? What color does that vision have that you want? You know, is it green? Is it mountains? Is it outdoors? Or is it graphic? Is it metal? Is it sitting at a desk? And that's what you would really love. And not be afraid that it doesn't matter what someone else thinks. It has to be what you really love.
Yes, I would agree. It's like a feeling. It's that passion. That's really.
Mm-hmm.
And we as we've seen you our sheet is to fill out, so we have information. I looked at the advice that you gave for people, which I love, and I would really like to just kind of touch on that for a minute and ask you a little bit about it. We asked you what are a few keys of advice for people that might need help figuring out what to do next, after their altering life change. and you go, learn to ask thoughtful questions and accept your life as meaningful and be happy, by dreaming. And I want to ask you, how have you taken your own advice in your own life, and how have you manifested, the success you've had with, your businesses now? And how have those key advice, pieces played a role in your life?
Yes. So I do ask myself those questions. What would I love? And what do I like doing? What do I like doing every day? The tedious part of whatever you do. If you're going to start a business, there's going to be a lot of things that are tedious, they're details, they could be considered boring, but if you love the whole thing that you're doing, then it all makes sense to you and it's part of what you do, and that helps you get through that part. So I do that. And how I got to the business of taking accessories and the idea of color and saying, put on what it is that you want. Color has been used in business, in advertising, and psychology, and lots of restaurants use color. It's one of the major things that they do when they plan what the kind of restaurants they're going to have is use a color that fits the mode that they want. If they want you to stay a long time, they're going to use relaxing colors. If they want it to be a quick turnover, they're going to use red and yellow because it's active and it makes you want to get going. So I decided to take that whole concept and say, flip it around. So not have every person be influenced by other businesses doing that to us. Instead say, let's use that and put it on ourselves. If you're going for a job interview, then take the psychology in color and use it to your advantage. If you're going on a date and you're looking for a relationship, then you want to have colors that are going to create the feeling that you want. or if you want a relaxing feeling, or calm and peaceful, whatever you want. You want to be exciting, then you want to use colors like that. So I just decided, why not? Why not take that concept and give it to everybody to use individually and have the information about what color means? So it's a fun idea.
I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, it's fun. And that's another thing that's important to me, is to have a good time and have fun doing whatever it is that I'm doing. And I want other people, when I work with other people, I want them to have fun also. So so that's how it all started.
You know, you said something really, I read in Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. He said, you know, almost if you're not having fun doing what you do, you won't be successful at it. And I think that's very important. For those listening in right now, the company is called The Color of Energy, and it is accessories made, I believe handmade, by Chris Rickard. And they can actually contact you at www.thecolorofenergy.com, or I believe they can email you, and please correct me if I'm wrong, at chrisrickard@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Now, my email is live, and I can get an email from anybody right away. The website for the company is almost ready, but that domain is the domain that I have, and that is where the company will be. You can buy products from that website. And then I will also have videos showing how to combine different colors, how to accessorize to achieve the feeling, the energy, how to achieve what you want to communicate from yourself to the people around you.
That is, I have to understand colors more agree with. And let me ask you, my favorite color is brown. I don't know too much about color science, but I would love for you to kind of tell me what does that mean about myself.
Let me tell you, the one word meaning of brown is wealth. Brown is a comfortable color. It means integrity. And brown and gold are both colors that portray a feeling of wealth.
That's the best thing I've heard all day. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that. Yeah, brown is very grounded, solid, secure. Those are all the feelings that come from brown, whether you're wearing it or you live in it with your furniture and the colors in your home.
Yes, I do. That's awesome. So here it is, people. What is your favorite color? Find out what it means. Find out what it means for you. Find out, you know, whatever color you're associated with. You know, what does that mean for your life and why you're associated and what symbolism that has. Chris Rickard, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate this. You've been
phenomenal.
You are
so welcome. Thank you. Thank you very much. Look forward to staying in touch. Thanks.
Thank you. And please, like I said, go to her website. It will be up soon, thecolorofenergy.com. And she does have a live email, chrisrickard@yahoo.com. If you need more information, please go to our site, youcreatechange.us, to find out more about Chris Rickard. And please like our Facebook page. Twitter's finally going up, so please look forward to following us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. You create change. And please support the movement that we are trying to, you know, push forward and with our agenda of creating a positive change in the world, making sure people have some place to go get more, you know, to come get their cup filled. A lot of people don't get their cup filled, so we hope to do that for you. So, like I said, please like our Facebook page. You can follow me at Keith Leonard M on Twitter, or underscore Keith Leonard underscore Instagram. Bree?
You can find me on Instagram at Bree 3_Lee. But really quick, I wanted to let you guys know that tomorrow we will be having a new blog. The person that will be coming up is Mr. John Wallace. This man is an incredible fashion designer. He will also be on next Monday on our radio show live, coming at you with his amazing heartfelt story. Please stay tuned.
Yes, and as we always say, please have faith in what you believe and ask yourself, do you create change? See you guys later.